This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating admitting history and physical on patient Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, first name Candace, C-A-N-D-A-C-E. The date of evaluation, June 26, 2022. Patient is seen at Excel Skilled Nursing Facility. Date of birth, October 17, 1945. Chief complaint, status post fall. The HBI. The patient is a 76-year-old female with history of hypertension, CVA with right-sided weakness, and further has difficulty ambulating and uses a walker, period. She further has history of chronic bilateral low extremity edema and venous stasis, period. She has history of DVT and is not currently anticoagulated, period. She had presented to Alameda Health Systems on June 21, 2022, with episode of a fall, period. She was subsequently unable to move her neck secondary to pain, period. She was admitted to the Highland General Hospital, and she was found to have an odontoid fracture, period. She was noted to have a type 2 odontoid fracture and acute non-displaced fracture of the left nasal bone, period. She was placed in a C collar, that is C like Charlie collar, period. The patient had subsequently been managed non-surgically and was discharged to the skilled nursing facility, period. Her discharge diagnosis included one, closed odontoid fracture, next number primary hypertension, next number, heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next number, history of CVA. Next number, history of DVT. Next number, peripheral vascular disease. Next number, COPD. Next number, venous stasis dermatitis of lower extremities. Next number, chronic hyponatremia. Next number, dyslipidemia. Next number, hypothyroidism. Next number, recurrent major depressive disorder. Next number, iron deficiency anemia. The patient of note had an MRI of the C-spine, which demonstrated moderate cervical spinal stenosis with no significant cord edema. She is to follow up with neurosurgery in 6 weeks, period. She was also noted to have a metacarpal bone fracture and hand swelling, she was felt to require SPICA, capital S-P-I-C-A, for bilateral hands. Next number. Chronic hyponatremia was found to be secondary to SIADH. She has inflammatory arthritis of bilateral humeral head. She has gastric ulcer and is maintained on protonic. She further has pancreatic insufficiency and is maintained on Creon, C-R-E-O-N. The past medical history is as above, but includes history of SBO and urinary tract infection, period. Past surgical history, abdominal surgery, medications, albuterol HFA, 90 microgram per actuation inhaler, one puff every 6 hours PRN, atorvastatin, 80 milligrams HS, clonazepam, 0.25 milligrams daily, Creon, 6,000-19,000-30,000 unit capsule, one TID, diphenhydramine, 2% cream, apply topically 3 times daily. Diphenhydramine capsule, 25 milligrams every 4 hours PRN. Cymbalta, 60 milligrams PO daily. Furosemide, 40 milligrams PO daily. Gabapentin, 300 milligrams every 8 hours. Levothyroxine, 75 micrograms, one daily. Loperamide, 0.5 milligrams, QID PRN. Dulera, 2 puff inhalation BID. Pantoprazole, 40 milligrams daily. Sodium chloride, 1 gram tablet BID. Tiotropium, 18 microgram inhalation, i.e. Spiriva, daily. Allergies, penicillin. Causes multiple reactions to include rash, codeine. She has history of NSAID-induced GI bleed. The family history, unremarkable. Social history, she has prior history of crack cocaine and prior history of alcohol use. Period. Review of systems, constitutional. She has had no fever or chills. Neurologic, she has history of CVA and fall. The ATENT, otherwise as per HPI, cardiovascular, she has bilateral lower extremity edema, she has history of hypertension, she further has history of DVT, respiratory, she denies cough or shortness of breath, but has history of COPD. Gastrointestinal, she reports recurrent diarrhea for which she takes loperamide. Genitourinary, no frequency or urgency. Reveal systems is otherwise unremarkable. Physical examination, vital signs have been reviewed and noted to be stable per nursing notes. In general, she is lying in bed and in no acute distress. Extremities reveal 1 to 2 plus spitting edema. Neurologic, she has right hemiparesis. Skin, she has chronic finding of stasis, dermatitis. The impression, 1, type 2 odontoid fracture and acute non-displaced fracture of left nasal bone. Next number, history of fall. Next number, history of CVA with right-sided weakness. Next number, hypertension. Next number, lower extremity edema. Next number, chronic venous stasis ulceration. Next number, history of DVT. Next number, hypothyroidism. Next number, major depression. Next number, COPD. Next number, possible gastric basal, BEZOAR. Next number, iron deficiency anemia. Next number, chronic hyponatremia. Next number, inflammatory arthritis. Next number, history of gastric ulcers. Next number, cellulitis of lower extremities. Next number, pancreatic insufficiencies. The plan, medications as ordered. She requires physical therapy. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.